Nine. I think the Americans got it down.
Episode 190.
Americans don't got it.
Five?
Down.
Four. Three. Seven. 198.
Bum 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 bum. Dorktown. Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first. I am Mikey.
Yeah, that's great.
That's Bells.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's producer Becky.
And I'm Becky. Hello.
And we're here again to be dorks about some stuff. And then play Star Wars music, and then it's over. And your day's over.
Yep.
Your day can move on past us.
Dorktown Radio Show.
Stop fucking saying
the radio hour.
Stop fucking saying
radio. We're radio before we
were
podcast.
There's no radio. No, we weren't.
Radio before we're podcast.
We're never on the radio.
You said we weren't.
We're on other people's show on the radio. We were. No, this is not made for radio. Don't make your podcast a radio show.
Why not?
That's fucking stupid.
Why?
Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear more about radio podcasts? Show in a podcast.
Who cares about podcasts?
People.
So turn it around.
Smart people.
Give them something to fucking talk about, Mike.
A radio show?
It's a radio cast.
Morning radio. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Dorktown.
It's a podio.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
For some reason.
It's a podio or a radio.
Podio?
Or a radio cast.
It's a radio cast.
Oh, my God.
It's a podio.
There's nothing
cast.
Fucking radio about it.
It's a podio cast.
I'm not in this.
It's a potty cast?
It's a shit cast anyway, man. This fucking show's already gone down to shitter already, Mike.
Hello.
A podcast.
Doesn't really fucking matter. To on the, shut up.
A 5-minute podcast on. You listen to on the shitter. A potty cast.
Potty cast.
Okay.
Or no, you one you made for your kids. Your kid, you're trying to get your kid the potty.
Take a shit.
Okay.
What? Well, you're just cutting off the idea. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. I thought it was something serious. You have a podcast that, it's to get your kid to potty properly.
That sounds great, Mike.
It's like 3
I'm
minutes.
Sure they probably have something like that. They have like fucking Elmo videos of, you know.
Elmo videos
down,
taking potties.
Taking a dump. Yeah.
This is how you take a dump.
Oh, Elmo has to take a shit.
Elmo's gotta take a shit.
Elmo had too much green beans today.
That exists. I don't know about green beans. I'm sure it's something.
Elmo's fiber intake was on.
Broccoli for lunch.
You know how green beans make you shit.
Elmo's fiber intake was high.
Elmo has to go potty.
Not as high as the puppeteer was.
Do you want to go potty?
Not as high as Elmo's original puppeteer.
Let's go potty with Elmo.
So I have a small grocery story. As I attempt to be a normal human being, I encounter these situations.
You went to a grocery store?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, I go to a grocery store all the time. Very normal person. But no, I was in at the Whole Foods in the pet aisle, getting some dog food, you know, getting cans of dog food off the shelf at the Whole Foods.
Did you go to Whole Foods and get dog food?
No. I was just that is a
you're
rare
one of those
curtains.
Fucking guys.
No, I'm not one of those fucking guys. I was just happened to be.
Were you
in
wearing a vest?
Whole Foods.
Did you have like a
I
fucking
dog
puff,
food.
A puff ski vest?
No, I do not normally purchase.
He has
at
a
Whole
North
Foods.
Face vest.
I don't have anything.
Thank you.
Does he? Was he wearing yoga pants?
I don't have enough money for North Face.
Were you wearing yoga pants, Mike?
Yep. I like everyone to see my junk. Like, see the shape of it. See my ass shape. Like it all. Say, check it out, Whole Foods.
You go over and get a massage by the guy with
yeah,
the fucking
guy,
bamboo
the
gray-haired wall.
Guy with the little bamboo wall.
And I know
he's always busy. He always has somebody.
He does.
He's never like sitting around going like.
He gives happy endings.
Apparently.
You didn't know that.
It's always a girl, too.
He will fist you.
Wow.
And send you on your way.
I don't know. Something's up there, bro. And he's always happy. He'll always give me a look like, I'm living the life, aren't I? And I'm like, yep, you sure are, bro.
Nope, you don't want to shake that hand, guy. How you doing, buddy?
He he's all banging.
No, nope, that's my moneymaker.
Is that what he does? I'm like, hey, man, let me shake your head.
Hey, buddy.
He's like, nah, you don't want to do that.
No, not that one. That's my moneymaker.
That's what does it, bro.
The money shot, baby.
He's got that one hand.
That's the money shot.
It's all muscular. Yeah.
It's like a torpedo.
It's all slick.
So I'm in the Whole Foods aisle.
197 episodes.
Yep. 197 times.
Three more.
Go ahead and
you got three more to try to convince us to keep doing this.
Your first one. You got three more left to convince. So I'm in the Whole Foods aisle. I'm getting these cans and this guy, like a guy in his 30s, he looks at me and gives me like a little smile. He says, is that stuffy good? You like that stuff? And I was like, I didn't know how to like react. Like,
Mike,
I was like,
huh?
Like, do you eat it yourself or
no, I take so everything so literal when, and so I'm like, what? And like, I don't understand. He's asking me about dog food. I don't understand.
You didn't tell me it's awesome on nachos?
Yeah. That would have been funny.
The first thing I would have said, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I didn't say these
nachos?
Yeah, that would be what a funny person would say. But I was just like, And then he finally
did he touch you?
He gave me a glance of oh, I'm kidding, dude. And I was like, oh. And then I didn't even do that. I just didn't know what to say. And then I finally was like,
okay.
And then my dog seems to like them. And I was at a point where I probably wouldn't have said anything years ago because I wouldn't, but I was like, myself was telling me, you have to say something. You can't just not say anything. You have to say something. So I was like,
how do you obsess over these situations?
My dog likes them.
Why do you care?
Okay. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then
did you piss your pants?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Did you shit yourself?
No.
Did he piss his pants?
I don't know.
Did he touch your pants?
He didn't touch my penis.
Did he ask you to go into the bathroom?
No.
Did you ask him to go to the bathroom?
I didn't. Okay. I awkwardly walked away, and then I stayed on the aisle. I didn't need to stay on the aisle.
Did you go around into the herbal medicine and see if they had any cannabis oil?
Yes, the rub.
If they had any cannabis oil or something, cannabis massage oil.
Rub away the awkwardness.
Do you know that they make a little cone to stick in your vajayjay now that gives you a little high when you got cramps?
What? You need? Yeah, that sounds cool.
They got a what?
What is this, producer Becky? Give us some info.
No,
this is what people listen to podcasts for, to get info.
Weird, awkward moment talking to another man. I'm
talking about inserting cannabis into a vaginal,
to a vagina.
So I just stayed on the aisle, just because I didn't want him to think this upset me or anything. So I just stayed on the aisle for a longer period of time than I needed to.
Did you start following him?
No.
I'd have just followed
him.
And
then that was the last I saw him.
I'd have fucking followed him, just kept my eyes all fucking open. Fucking walk around with a zucchini and just kept licking it.
Oh my God.
Fucking lick it. Just
turn the tables, huh?
Just fucking yeah. Be like, oh my God, man. I'll look at him and I'll be like, you like this? And if he doesn't lie, and if he says yes, then I'll fucking smack him over the head with the zucchini.
Yeah.
But if he says no, I'll just keep following him.
Just say, you're a pretty funny guy. That was a pretty good joke about dog
drink?
Food.
I go, do you like drinking?
do you like stuff?
Do you like to do things? Do you like drinking?
Do you like things?
Okay, guys.
What's going on, producer Becky?
We're upsetting Becky.
This is all upsetting to producer Becky.
It's just how to fuck with people at Whole Foods. I mean, the guy was probably wearing a vest. Wasn't he wearing a vest, Mike?
No, I don't remember.
Patagonia vest?
Now I'm worried. Bright fucking neon yellow. Maybe I knew him. He knew me, but I didn't recognize him. So he was just fucking with me.
Are you obsessed over this shit?
I'm not obsessing over it.
That's what I'm talking about. Why?
I saved the story for the dork town. Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking A. Now who's obsessing over it?
I don't know, but there's a lot of therapy is needed right now.
Yeah.
No more story saving for the podcast for me. You guys can all save stories and I can
talk about that. Was not a homeless man.
I mean, nothing
reaching
happened
to you during sick
nothing
time.
Happened.
I didn't think that's
story.
What happened.
He didn't touch
I was just
you?
Explaining I don't know how to react to people properly.
Yeah,
like 10 minutes later, I'll think like, oh, I could have just joked about it and said, yeah, I love this stuff. I eat it every day.
Did
I
you go back it, and tell them that?
Oh, what a better one would have been like, oh, I feed it to my kid. My daughter loves this stuff.
Did you write your feelings down on the back of a receipt and put it on the windshield of his car?
I use my Evernote in my app on my phone.
See, that's where you went wrong. You're supposed to use receipt paper. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's personal.
Yes.
Followed him and put it on his windshield.
Something guys
fault. Or you spit on the note and slap it against the window and you walk away.
And walk away. Say, hey.
These are my thoughts.
On what happened to what you accosted me in the Whole Foods pet shop line. Pet line.
So was the food good?
Yeah. Side note, it is excellent, excellent food.
I suggest
good button. That's a fucking professional podcaster right there.
Bada bing,
bada boom.
10 years of professional ear fucking.
Ba 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 ba.
In the podcast world.
Dun 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 dun. So what are you being a dork about right now, Becky? I know there's a show, but Becky has a big Recco show.
I'm always watching something. Something.
Well, right now, what's your big Recco? What's your big Netflix Recco?
I have one I'm going to start.
What are you talking about?
There is a show you're
watching right now?
Jamming on Netflix right now.
But I like British comedy. Nobody else likes British comedy. Yeah,
people
like
love British comedy.
Do you like to watch Downton Abbey?
No, the It.
You haven't.
The It crowd. Or the IT crowd. It's about the IT guys in the basement of a building. It's hysterical, but it's British comedy, which I love.
Yeah, I love British comedy.
Because it's dry
comedy. No, but what rubs me the wrong way about that show is that they got a laugh track, like that's hardcore laugh track.
I know, but
it's hard to get through.
You gotta ignore it.
The It crowd. Look for that on Netflix.
That's what they do there, though. That's
nothing good has come out of England since the Benny Hill show. That's right. If it wasn't for the Benny Hill show, nothing else would
have never
exist.
Seen women in negligee when that's I was right. a kid.
You would never. You wouldn't have experienced your boner as early as you would have.
All I did was understand. I was like, "Why is this? How does this old man get all these girls to chase him around?"
Fuck yeah.
Benny Hill, because you're Benny Hill, motherfucker.
Yeah. Badass.
Badass. What are you dorking about?
I'm going to dork out on something. Mm-hmm. I haven't started yet, but I'm excited because I've been waiting for a very long time on Netflix.
Ooh. Yes.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. I was going to say it.
Oh, is it coming to Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, it's on it.
Oh, it's on.
It's on Netflix.
Oh,
so now I'm about to start my Better Call Saul phase.
Becky is a huge Netflixer, but she doesn't know anything that's happening on Netflix.
I just Googled it.
I don't even watch Netflix and I knew it.
It told me, I said,
Bless you.
Oh, it
Becky is allergic
guys.
To podcasts.
She's allergic to me. I'm sitting there.
She's not allergic to radio podcasts.
Well, I thought this was audio. We may have to stop.
Patio.
Why doesn't... Do you wear cologne or something? Because it always happens when you're here.
Maybe I'm allergic to me. Fucking overpowering sexuality.
Oh. Well, obviously.
There's Kleenex. So you need some Kleenex? Kleenex?
I did shit myself before I came in.
And
we're gonna pause
for a little bit. And so we'll take a music break.
Let's take a music break.
This is
a band that you all know and love, but have never heard this song before.
Because you guys never heard it, and these guys are so badass they're not even around anymore. They're cool. They're called Tokyo Death March. Wish they're around, because I need an album.
Gave him a style that he isn't giving.
Yeah.
put the mic on you, that was nice.
What you said? What are they selling that crap for?
I don't know.
Huh?
Good
luck with that, guys. Better go on another. Start making up Sonic Pinners for the dream. Good. US made Sonic Pinners.
Yeah, I just think.
See if you can do it.
Check, check.
See if you guys can make something better than fucking the Swiss or the German.
That's a
check, check.
Fucking
check.
Impress me.
Check.
Lazy ass fucking Americans. Lazy fucking Americans. Learn how to fucking do your shit right. Fucking, and I went to learn how to do my shit right. And so I can turn around and tell all the other fucking half-assed that they can't get their fucking shit right. Get your fucking shit right. If I want something that's gonna be US made, fucking they better be fucking made well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's going to be a certain machinery, I want to fucking... If you can make it better than the Swiss or the Germans, then I'll be fucking impressed. Because those guys have their shit.
Tokyo! Tokyo Death March!
Okay, you okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Local band. I
Tokyo
just,
Death March.
They're broken up, bro.
They marched on.
They came back recently, though, together for played a show.
When? Who the fuck? Why didn't you tell me?
It was in Orosi. You were going to go to fucking
Orosi Cutler. Oh,
Spanspec
no. Fuck
Festival.
No, man. You get killed out
there. Orosi Cutler.
Hell yeah, Spanspec. Hell yeah, Orosi.
Fucking murder your ass out there.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Why?
Cutler Orosi homes.
Why?
They kill your ass out
why?
There.
Why?
No, not at the Spanspec Festival.
Fuck yeah, man.
You find Cristobal.
You're the wrong color, brother.
Awesome. You got to tell me you know. You die know Cristobal and you're golden.
It might be too late.
It might be too late. As you're dying, you're like,
but I know Cristobal.
But I know Cristobal.
What if you say the wrong thing? What if you say Cristobal and they're like, nope.
Nope.
Like, oh,
that ain't
going
to work here.
We're bear. Like, oh,
we're bear.
Sorry.
It bugged me.
I'm sorry. I already killed you.
How about an...
That's terrible. No. That's
or terrible. Game. Well, we did last episode. We did Star Wars villains.
Oh,
so I wanted to do a little bit of since Coen Brothers have a new movie out, Hail Caesar. It's out there.
Oh, actually,
that's for people who know can go to movies.
And a guy I know actually was in the movie.
Oh, how is that?
He was a stunt driver.
Stunt driver in Hail Caesar.
Yep.
How exciting!
Wow. Nice. Oh, look at you. Well, is he from Fresno?
He is from Fresno.
Oh.
Yes.
So there's a Fresno.
Should I just say
Hail
his
Caesar.
Name?
Yeah.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. His name is Tim Sabatino.
Tim Sabatino.
Yeah. I went to high
driver.
School with him.
Oh.
We went to Bullard High School together. Uh-huh. He graduated. And then I was friends with him. We ran into each other, connected again in our mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing like local TV commercials. He's trying to be an actor, you know. That was his gig. Yeah. Pretty boy guy.
Yeah.
I guess he moved to LA. Got into Scientology. I don't know about that shit.
Whoa.
Whatever.
Whoa.
Whatever. But he's done well in stunt driving and photography, and he was very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Painting and drawing and all that, and he's done very well. Seems like.
Yeah,
from
he's in a Coen
his
Brothers
life
movie.
And his life in on Facebook, from what I see, he seems
everybody's
to be doing all
life
right.
And Facebook looks pretty damn good.
Seems to be doing all right, and more power to him. I hope he's doing good. You know, good.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey,
there you go.
There you fucking
good for
go.
Him.
It's about all as right. Nice as I'm going to be.
This is a little mix I used, obviously from Big Lebowski. I used villains from Big Lebowski. Mix in with a little bit from Raising Arizona and Oh Brother Where Art Thou. So here we go. This is really just a fun chance to just say villain names.
Exciting.
Leonard Smalls from Raising Arizona. Randall Tex Cobb character. Leonard Smalls, motorcycle guy. Or Sheriff Cooley. From Oh Brother Where Art Thou, the sheriff that was tracking him down the whole time.
Mm. Sheriff Cooley.
Leonard Smalls, Sheriff Cooley.
I mean, Sheriff Cooley.
They're both these villains throughout the whole thing, and you really saw them only a little bit at a time.
Yep.
But they're always there.
But Leonard Smalls was more vicious with on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
With the baby doll.
Yeah, and the baby doll. All the babies, the little baby dolls.
Yeah, he's a little more menacing to me.
He'll ride his motorcycle down the aisle.
I wasn't scared of him. He just seemed like a fucking typical Southern prison warden. Yeah. That's all he seemed like to me. Just like, you dumb Negro. I'll go stitch you up, throw you in the box. You know, that's what he seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I like the other guy.
That's what makes him. It was a little too.
Too deep for me.
Yeah. Wow, bro.
All right. Fine. Moving on.
I would say Leonard Smalls.
I got more war game questions too, man.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, real good ones. All right, fucking lightsaber battles, motherfucker.
Whoa. Ouch. Easy. Easy, bro. The Malibu police chief.
Oh, yeah. Well,
stay out of my town. Or the Treehorn brothers, which are the two guys that went to pick up Lebowski and they're like, is this the right Lebowski?
No, like, it's definitely.
Isn't this guy supposed to be rich?
He pulls a fucking cup at his.
No, you're the right Lebowski this time, Lebowski.
The one that pees on the rug.
Those are the Treehorn brothers, or the Malibu police chief.
It's the Malibu police chief, man.
But he only has one scene.
Yeah, but it's classic, you know.
Get out of my town,
Lebowski. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like you. Jerk off.
Goff. Yeah, he's a real reactionary.
Stay the fuck out of my town, Lebowski.
Stay out of my beach community, Lebowski.
Fuck yeah.
The Nihilist or Gail snorts and it's the Goodman character from Raising Arizona and his brother. The brother snorts.
Yeah.
Snorts.
Snoots.
Snoots, those guys are the Nihilists.
Oh, the man. Nihilists.
Hey.
Is the Nihilists.
The Nihilists.
The Nihilists.
Fuck yeah,
he's
man.
Got Flea.
Yeah.
Those guys just, not all they did was break that. Out of prison.
Yeah, but they're all.
The you know, Nihilists?
They show up and take over his trailer.
They did porn.
They cut off a chick's toe. Fucking,
they did a lot, huh?
Chick's toe. They're fucking
yeah, they're
man.
A band. They did porn. They did shit. Capers.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of them.
But, you know, hey, HR.
I'm proud of them.
After some
talk to me like that, HR. Yeah.
Who wears pants around here,
HR? Who wears pants around here, HR? Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski. Mr. Lebowski. Or... The Jesus.
The Jesus.
Oh, the Jesus.
Come on.
Mr. Lebowski's just such
But Mr. Lebowski
not
is
a liked character.
Well, yeah, that he's the bad guy. I'm saying these are even bad guys.
He's the Jesus.
He's
a better ass.
He's a better ass.
He's a better ass. He's a bad person.
8 year olds, dude.
And it's 8 year olds.
I mean, dude, 8 year olds.
I Touch like John people. Turturro. Always have.
Dios
so
mio,
I can't
man.
Like.
Liam and me, we're gonna fuck you up, man. That's like your opinion, man.
Jackie Treehorn or Bunny Lebowski?
Ooh. Jackie Treehorn. I don't like Bunny.
I like Bunny. She'll suck your cock for $1,000.
And she'll wait for you to go to the ATM machine.
I'm going to find an ATM now.
Yeah. Jackie Treehorn, man.
What was the guy's name? Somebody's got to pay $100 if you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
We love
She's
her.
She's great.
All right. Well, that's all really all I got.
These accomplishments.
What do you got? Bill?
Where's this? You claim to have right, a man, lightsaber.
So this
Orgain.
Is this is what happened.
Orgain.
The other day, I was flipping around on YouTube and I hit Star Wars and I'm flipping through because I wanted to watch the Kylo Ren, the thing.
Star
Killer Base.
Oh, Star Killer Base. Yeah, okay. That's pretty.
It
good.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. It was enjoyable. But as I started looking at the other things, they had. Like all the lightsaber battles.
Yep.
From 1 through 6.
Yep.
It was about an hour long.
Oh, it was an hour long?
It was an hour long.
What? I've seen like the best, like top 10 battles. I've seen people do a list of top 10 battles.
This was everything that was involved with the lightsaber was on this.
Wow.
And I don't have any of it written down.
Well, that's going to help.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, we're in trouble.
It's a pretty good one.
We're in trouble. This is live radio.
This is live radio. It's pretty good. It's
a fucking podcast. It's
pretty good. Yoda versus Palpatine.
Uh-huh.
The Dark Side. Yes.
From Revenge of the Sith.
That's right. Palpatine?
Is that going up against something?
Oh. Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Of course it is. Right. Thinking of what?
I'm waiting. You got this written down, boy. I'm waiting for this shit, dude.
What? Or Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, well, that's pretty good because, I mean, Vader versus Kenobi, at first,
there's a lot of
it's the first ever lightsaber battle.
That's right.
A lot of shit.
A lot of to think about.
A lot of stuff. But
you notice that Obi-Wan Kenobi did not die.
He moved on to the netherworld, the force. He
disappeared.
Netherworld of the force.
That's right.
But yeah, the Yoda and Palpatine battle is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It starts, people forget this. It starts with the Yoda walking in and just flinging his Emperor guards away. Just goes,
just fucks him up.
Just says,
"New apprentice I see you have. Or should I say, da? Oh, this is shit.
Darth Sidious. All in it. Something cool in there. New
apprentice.
Boiled or scrambled?
Boiled Yoda, or scrambled? You survived.
You survived.
You survived.
It's like he's getting all crazy. Emperor's just getting all crazy.
Did you pick one yet or what?
Come on. Vader, Obi-Wan.
Ooh.
It starts everything.
Becky
doesn't care. Yes. She's looking up things, egg or game over there.
All right. Vader, Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I'm waiting.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
Versus Darth Maul first time.
First time.
First attack. I mean,
before Obi-Wan gets in.
First attack.
Before Obi-Wan enters it.
First attack. Or Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, no.
Ben Kenobi. Darth Maul attack.
The second half.
Yep.
I'm going to go second half.
That's good.
The first half is pretty awesome because Obi-Wan is forced to sit there and watch it because of the shields. That's one of my favorite moments in Star Wars where Obi-Wan's just blocked off and he's got to sit there and just watch Qui-Gon die. Because Obi-Wan's not a part of it until Qui-Gon dies. It's only until everything opens up, because that's when Darth Maul is just sitting there, just all taunting Obi-Wan, just all waiting for him to come out, just all, and Obi-Wan's meditating, preparing himself. That's one of the best moments in Star Wars movies, right there.
Mace Windu.
Oh, okay.
Versus Senator Palpatine. Or Anakin Skywalker versus Count Dooku.
Oh, Dooku. That second time?
The first time.
The first time when they're in the cave. When
he's a little bitch.
When they're in the cave and he gets his ass kicked. Mm-hmm. Mace Windu. Yeah, the Mace Windu. Mm. Do you think Mace Windu died?
Oh, I hope he did.
You hope so?
Yeah, because Samuel L. Jackson is just in way too many movies. He's annoying.
Don't let him come back.
Yeah, he's just like, God, dude. It's just, all you are is Samuel L. Jackson in a fucking movie again. You're not even a character. You're just that fucking guy again.
Yeah.
You know? If you actually acted like something else besides yourself, then maybe, yeah, it'd be cool. But you don't. You're the same fucking guy. Yeah. You know, you say fuck. That's great. You can thank Quentin Tarantino.
All right. Is there any more?
There is.
Okay. Because I can think of one big one you haven't said yet.
I know. I haven't said a few.
A few.
No, you may just throw the big one in there. No,
all right.
I won't do it yet.
Oh, fuck.
Not going to do it yet. How about this one?
There's two big ones, actually, that haven't been said yet. Oh. Actually, there's three. There's three. Now that I think of it.
Trying to do you're trying to fuck with me
yeah,
you are trying to fuck with me. Well, there is Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker for the first time.
All right
versus Obi-Wan Kenobi versus Anakin Skywalker.
That is a good one.
That's the big one.
That is a good one, man. As my mic will not work. Anakin and Obi-Wan. Ooh. I know, that's tough. That's a tough call. Because that first Luke and Vader one is epic. But Anakin and Obi-Wan, it's the one you heard about forever. Like, heard rumor about. Even in the 70s, that was Lucas rumored to have that in his brain. At some point, that's what happened to Darth Vader, was that he died on a volcanic planet.
Interesting.
That Anakin. So
over Luke Skywalker's first encounter with Darth Vader, whom at that time he had no idea was his father.
Only a Sith. Still he is an absolute
Jedi training. Yet still had the balls to face this fucking masked menace.
Yeah.
Lost his fucking hand.
Impressive.
Found out.
Most impressive.
That it was his dad.
A lot of shit happened for Luke that day. And he lost his lightsaber.
Dude.
He lost Anakin's / Vader's Luke's lightsaber in a battle with Anakin. It's a lot to think about.
I go Vader, Luke Skywalker.
Oh. All right.
It's the original.
I don't have any problem with that. It's the original big one.
Kylo Ren.
Oh. All right.
Versus Finn and Rey.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know that battle.
Yeah.
Versus Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
Versus General Grievous.
Not where I thought you were going to go.
General Grievous.
Hello.
Think of how badass that fucking battle was.
It was. That came out and you saw Grievous had all those...
Four lightsabers spinning.
You're like, how's Obi-Wan going to beat this? He did, because he's Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
That's good, though. I think I have to go with the Kylo Ren one. Right now, like I do, as much as I love that Obi-Wan and General Grievous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kylo Ren, huh? You like that one?
Well, I think it's might be more important. I don't know.
Damn.
Now, is that's before, now that doesn't count as extended into the Kylo Ren verse, I want to say Shmi versus her.
Versus Shmi?
Versus the female lead.
Anakin's mom?
Versus...
When the fuck did that bitch learn how to fight? That's her name.
I believe Anakin's mom knows a lot about the Force that she didn't tell.
She got it. She got fucked by the Force is what she got.
She did.
She took it by Force.
Rey.
Rey. The guy who fucked her.
No, I'm saying Rey.
A deer. A female deer. Ray,
Kylo Ren saber fight extends into a Ray and
Hold
Kylo
on a second.
Ren.
Becky, shut the fuck up. Okay, let's keep going.
Becky, stop interrupting this.
We lost Becky a long time ago.
She's just waiting this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
What do you pick?
What I think I picked.
Did you? Who'd you pick?
I picked a Kylo Ren one.
Oh, the Kylo
Ren. What did you pick?
That's pretty good.
Grievous Obi-Wan or Kylo Ren Rey Finn?
Ooh, fool! I'm trained in your Jedi ways.
That's one of the first times I've heard someone do a Grievous. That was good.
Pretty good, huh?
That was pretty good. You can't think of it.
I'm going to have to go with Kylo Ren. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty badass.
You got any more?
I only have one left.
All right.
That's, of course, is...
I want to see if you...
Luke Skywalker versus Darth Vader for the second time.
Versus Emperor.
Versus Emperor.
Although the Emperor doesn't get his lightsaber out. I never thought about that. Emperor never gets his lightsaber out. I've fucking never thought about that.
But all I've got left is versus... what's his... what the fuck?
Versus what? Yeah, good luck finding something to go up against that. You really backed yourself in the corner, bro. Which one? Prequels or original? Prequels or original?
Prequels.
Let's all sit and think
it's
about this.
It's a fucking awesome show, by the way.
Yeah. It's good. Becky loves it. It's her favorite.
Oh. Anakin and Obi-Wan versus Count Dooku for the second time. That's the only lightsaber battle that's left, man. There's nothing left.
I thought we already did that one. Or no, we didn't do that one. You're right. Yeah, okay.
That's all I got left, man.
Well,
other lightsaber battle? What did I miss?
No, I don't think you didn't miss any major ones.
You're all, you
made the one with the last one with Vader and the Emperor. Yeah. I would have to choose that one.
Yeah, well, I have to. Yeah, you got to choose.
Yeah, come on. But no, you got there. That's good.
I mean, there's only so many lightsaber battles.
Good impromptu or game.
There's only so many.
Or game.
It's pretty badass to watch, I will say that. So if you guys have an hour to kill, go on YouTube and watch all the fucking lightsaber
battles. There you go. There's a good reco.
Fucking badass.
As you can hear, we're winding it down. Star Wars music. Any Fonzie A's you want to give out? No?
None.
Nobody gets any Fonzie. Nope. Nobody A's.
Nobody deserves one. How about that, Mike?
You can find us on DorktownPodcast.com, Dorktown on Instagram and Twitter. There's your things.
Yeah.
I'm on Untappd at Dorktown. Bells has been drinking a Citradelic in a beer camp that he's not very unimpressed by.
Yep.
Producer Becky's been drinking some Breckles Brown. I've been drinking the same as Bell's.
Drank them.
Yeah, we drank them.
We're still here.
We're still here.
Yeah.
You have anything, Producer Becky? Nope. She just gave me the finger. I'm number one. All right. You've been listening to the Dark Down Podcast, the podcast that shot first.
I wonder what we said that pissed off Producer Becky.